reason I started Mimic, Men in Motion Community, was I used to always go to a barbershop. I always say the story. I always go to a barbershop, not to get a haircut, but because guys gossip more than girls. And that's how I would keep up with what's going on in the streets. I would keep up with who's who, what's going on, what's in, what's out. And one day I heard these young folks bragging about these old gangsters, these old legends, and I even heard my own name in there. And I'm sitting right next to this young boy. I'm like, wow, they're mimicking what we used to do. They're literally mimicking that stuff. So I went and knocked on some doors and I got some guys together. You know, guys who did 17 years, 18 years, because one of the guys they were bragging about, they thought he retired in the island. See, there's a lot of myths. A lot of guys don't know what happened to these guys. There's a lot of myths going on. A lot of these guys died, OD, got stuck up, got killed, got put away for 20 years or life in prison. See, the newspapers just tell you they get locked up, but newspapers never really, they don't do a good job on telling people what happened to them afterwards. After I heard this, I got some guys together. I said, listen, we own these streets. Our time is not up. Our young folks are going in there like cattle. So we got together, we came up with a name, Men in Motion Community. We want to bring a sense of men back in our community. Mimic, we want to say mimic what we do now, not what we used to do. This is what I'm about now. This is who I am now. We've been doing this for about 4 years now. I have a great team of guys who have been there, done that, but come back to say, hey, you don't want to go that route.